Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
Right now I have on the line with me Tom Stanton with the Danny Did Foundation.
Thank you, Mark.
We want to bring awareness to epilepsy and sudden unexplained death in epilepsy, which happened to your nephew.
That's right. Yeah, Danny was 2 years old when he had his first seizure, otherwise healthy. He only had about 4 seizures over the next 2.5 years. All of them happened while he was sleeping, so they were nocturnal seizures. It was December of 2009 when he went to the neurologist. He was about 4.5 years old. He had a routine checkup at the doctor's office. They told him he was on the right path. Keep doing what you're doing, and hopefully you will outgrow these seizures. That was a Tuesday morning, and then it was the following Saturday when his mom went into his bedroom that morning and found him, you know, completely unresponsive on his bottom bunk bed. Chaos ensued and tried to revive him and had several different parties try to revive him, and he had passed away from sudden unexpected death and epilepsy or SUDEP. So it was quite a shock and quite a difficult period for Danny's family and our extended family. They have been the ones that have given their lives publicly to talking about what happened, the darkest moment in their lives for sure. They've made, you know, Danny's legacy kind of the central part of moving forward. I can only imagine how difficult that is when you're reminded so frequently of that kind of loss, but they truly have embraced the foundation and made it a positive point of the epilepsy journey for so many families.
Folks, I want you to go to DannyDid.org, follow on social media Danny Did Foundation to support this effort. Let's educate ourselves and get the knowledge that we need so that we can help those around us. And we appreciate Danny Did Foundation and the legacy of this little guy, 4-year-old Danny Stanton. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.